Okay, today's daf is Mi'ila Daf Beis. As we begin Maseches Mi'ila, today's shir is sponsored by Beryl Eckstein, L'zeichah Nishmas, his father, Harav Shimon Aryeh Leib Ben Yecheskel Chaim, Rabbi Shimon Leib Eckstein, whose yahrzeit will be this Shabbos, the Neshama Shrav and Aliyah, and we thank Beryl very much for the sponsorship. And today's shir is also sponsored by Dr. David Landerer in honor of his wife and children, and we thank Dr. Landerer again for the continued sponsorship of the daf. So today we're beginning Maseches Mi'ila. So a little bit of background. Maseches Mi'ila, it comes right after Maseches Krisus, and the Rambam explains in the Perush HaMishnayos why it is that once the Tana explained in Maseches Krisus that a Korban Chatos is brought for the Averus Chamuros, for an Avera that you would be Chayiv Karis if you did it b'mezid. So now we discuss Korban Mi'ila, which is a more Kal Isser, that there's no Karis that's Shayich to Mi'ila. That's how the Rambam explains in the Hakdamah to the Perush HaMishnayos to say the Zrayim. However, the Rashash over here says a little differently. He says that the reason Maseches Mi'ila comes right after Maseches Krisus is because that's the way it appears in the Torah itself. In Vayikra Perek Dalet, it says the dinim of a chatos kavua that you bring on Chayavei Krisus, and then afterwards it tells us in Perekei the dinim of Karban Olav Yored, and then the din of Asha Mi'ilos. In the Shoshanim LeDavid, in his Psicha to the Masech, he gives a third reason. He says, well, if you look at the very end of Maseches Krisus, the very end of Maseches Krisus talks a little bit about the Asham Mi'ilos, the Hasheni Limi'iloso, the Mishnah tells us. So therefore, once we're talking, we had Mishnayos that relate a little bit to the Yisra of Mi'ila, so we continue a discussion of Mi'ila. Now, the idea of Mi'ila, the Torah tells us explicitly that in Vayikra Parakei, Psukim Tezvav Tezayin, Nefesh Kisim Mal v'chato b'shkaga mikadshe Hashem v'hevi es hashama l'Hashem ayil tamim minatzon berkach kesef shkalim b'shekel hakodesh l'asham. That a person who commits me'ila has to bring a carbon asham v'es hashar chato min hakodesh yishalem v'es chamish yisol yosef alav v'nasan osol l'kohen. That in addition to paying back that which he was mal from, he also has to add a chomesh. V'akohen yichaper alav v'el asham v'nislach lo, the kohen will bring his carbon asham, and through paying back the keren, the chomesh, and bringing a carbon asham, that's how this person will finally achieve kapara for violating the mi'ila. So it's explicit in the Torah, all of the different elements, the keren, the chomesh, and the asham, the idea of an asham mi'ilos. That's all explicit in the Torah. Rashi ala Torah explains that mi'ila is a lashon of shinui, that you were mishana, that which was kodesh, to chol, by taking it out of the rishus hegdish and using it for purposes of a hedyot, even if you were not nana, just by being mishana it. And the hemshech of the pasuk says v'chata b'shkaga, so that's coming to tell us that someone who's nana min hegdish, even without being mishana from the rishus of hegdish, because v'chata is with the vav, v'chata is read as ochata, meaning if you either were mishana mi rishus hegdish the rishus hedyot, or you were nana even without being mishana it, in either event, one is in violation of mi'ila. Now, the ashara for the isra mi'ila, meaning that's just the psukim that we read, just tell us if a person did it, so this is what he does. He has to get keren, chomesh, asham. But where does the Torah say that you're not allowed to? So Rashi writes over in Makos Daf Yud Gimel and in his commentary on the Chumash, that it's derived from Gzereshav of Chet Chet from Truma. Now the Azhara by Truma is only about Achilas Truma, it says V'lo Yochal Menakachim, but we include all types of Mi'ila from Timol Ma'al, from the double expression of Timol Ma'al. But the Azhara is derived Chet Chet from Truma. The Rambam in the first paragraph of Hilchos Mi'ila, Halach HaGimel, says, no, we derive it from somewhere else. Pasuk says, L'sucha Lechol B'sharecha, U'lchol Nidorecha Shatidor, goes on to say. So says the Rambam, Mi'pia Shmuel Lamdu, Shazu Ashara Lechol Mi Basar Ola, that this is an Ashara not to eat from a carbon Ola, Hol V'kul Hashem, because it's supposed to be entirely burnt on the Mizbeach. V'hu Adin L'shar Kodesh U'la Hashem Levado, Bein Mikachem Mizbeach, Bein Mikachem Betekabayis, Im Nenem Hem B'Shav Pruta Loka. The Rambam says, that's the Ashara for Mi'ila, the same Isra that you're not allowed to eat from a carbon Ola, because the carbon Ola is meant to go purely to Hashem. Anytime we take anything that belongs to Hashem, and we are Nenem from it B'Shav Pruta, that too is a violation, that too is an Isser, and that's the Asara for Mi'ila. So different than Rashi, where the Asara comes from. Now the Rambam in the end of many sections of Halacha, goes through a little bit of Divrei Agada. So in the end of Hilchus Me'ila, the Rambam is no different. He goes through some Divrei Agada, and the Rambam writes, Roy la'adam lesbonin b'mishpitei HaTorah Kedosha v'leida sof inyanam k'fi kocho, that it's incumbent upon us to think about the Halachos of the Torah and to try to figure out the message that those Halachos are trying to impart to us. V'davar shlo yimatzi lo tam v'lo yeda lo ila al yikal be'enav. And if a person can't find a reason for something that it says in the Torah, he should not treat it lightly. V'lo yaro salos al Hashem pen yifrotzbo. And he shouldn't go and start and think that it's worthless, because then he's going to be poritz gader. V'lo te machshavaso bo ke machshavaso b'shar divrei chol. Do not think about Torah the way you would think about divrei chol, and the way you would think about anything mundane, anything secular. And the Rambam says, Bore! Look what the Torah, look how strict the Torah is with a violation of Me'ila. If you have something that's absolutely mundane, you have dirt, you have rocks, and because someone called the Shem Hashem on it, someone declared it to belong to Hegdish, so it becomes holy. And if you then treat it like chol, it's a violation of Me'ila. And even if you do b'shogeg, you're going to need kapara. So kal v'chomer l'mitzvah shechakak l'anu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shlo yivai ta adam behen, m'nei shlo yeda taiman. So says the Rambam, Me'ila is a model for us. Something that doesn't really seem to have all that much Kedusha, because its Kedusha isn't inherent. It's something that we gave it just by calling it Kodesh. Something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself called Kodesh. Something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself told us is a mitzvah and has Kedusha, to treat it like a Dvar Chol is an even greater violation. Ram says that's the message of Mi'ilah, to treat all mitzvos and all Torah with the utmost respect, to understand that whether we understand it or not, this comes from the Ribbono Shalom, and to treat it like Divrei Chol, to judge the Divrei Torah, to judge the mitzvos HaTorah with a secular mind, or with our modern values, and to try to say, oh, this makes sense, this doesn't make sense, this fits my values, this doesn't fit my values, is a terrible violation of Me'ilah and an entire lack of appreciation of the Kedushas HaTorah. I was just talking to Rav Shechter yesterday, and he was saying that he thinks that the Rebbeim in the Yeshiva should be much more makbid, that when we say Zak the Gemara, it should be Zak the Heliga Gemara, Zak the Heliga Rashi, Zak the Heliga Tosos, like when we were kids. He said sometimes he finds that people aren't appreciating the Kedusha Satara, the Kedusha of what the Ribbono Shel Olam gave us, and that's why you have so much happy courses. That's part of the reason they have so much happy courses, that people will say that this doesn't fit my value system, it doesn't fit our modern sensibilities, and people start to question the Torah, or to say terrible things about the Torah Kedusha. So we should remind ourselves of the Kedusha HaTorah. And the Rambam says that's the whole purpose but that is part of the reason for the din of Me'ilah. Good, so that's a little bit about Me'ilah. A little more halachic background, the Mishnah is going to say later on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, at least according to the Shita of the Chamim, that if the Hekdesh is something that becomes a nifgam when you use it, meaning it loses its value when you use it, like food, for example, or clothing that gets worn out, so you only violate Me'ilah when you are mol b'shavapruta and you are nana b'shavapruta, meaning when it loses a shavapruta value and you got a shavapruta of hana from it. But if the thing that you're being moel on is something that does not lose any value when you use it, let's for example use a kos shel hegdish to drink out of, or you wear jewelry that's a tachshit shel hegdish, so as soon as you get hana of a shavapruta, it's a violation of Me'ilah, even though you were not pogim it b'shavapruta, because the nature of the item is something that it does not become pagum. There are three types of meila. There are three categories of meila. There's karbanos that are brought entirely on the mizbeach, like karbanola, minchas kohanim, parman esrafim, sirman esrafim, komets, levona, nesachim. Anything that's supposed to be burnt entirely on the mizbeach has a din of meila from the moment you're makdish it, achatasa mitzvasan, until you've done the mitzvah of burning it entirely on the mizbeach. Like basar parman esrafim is that you violate meila until you burn it and it becomes ashes. Second category, kachim that are not entirely burnt on the mizbeach, achatos and asham shalmitzibur. There's meila from the moment you're makdish it until you zorik the dam. Once you zorik the dam, then there's no longer meila on the basar, because the basar then gets to be eaten by kohanim. So it's no longer considered to be kachay Hashem. The emurim that are going to be brought on the mizbeach are still subject to meila achatas and mitzvasim until they're burnt on the mizbeach. And then kachim kalim doesn't have meila at all, except for the emurim la'achar shenizrak damam. After you zorik the dam of the kachim kalim, then the emurim have to be burnt on the mizbeach. Then the emurim have a din of meila. So those are the three categories. That which is entirely burnt on the mizbeach, where the halacha is that there's a din meila until nasa mitzvasan. That which is kachay kachim, that has a din of meila until zrikas hadam, but then you're allowed to eat the basar. And that which is kachim kalim, which doesn't have meila at all, except for the emurim la'achar zrikas damam. So says the Mishnah now. Let's just outline what we're going to talk about in today's daf. So first, the Mishnah is going to talk about what types of psulim remove an isur mi'ila, meaning what kind of mi'ila, something that's nogeya to a carbon, to that which is kodesh. What if the carbon is totally possible? It got ruined in one way or another. So is it still subject to mi'ila? So which types of psulim will ruin the isur mi'ila, and which will take away the isur mi'ila, and which will not remove the isur mi'ila? Then the Gemara is going to talk about why we need all of the cases in the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to give many examples of psulim that we still that are still subject to mi'ila. Why do I need to be told all of those different cases? Then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to talk about a machlokes im olu yardu olo yardu on the psulim of the Mishnah, meaning those items that the Mishnah is going to list that are karbanos, that are pasul, what if you bring them on the mizbeach? Yardu olo yardu, do you leave them up there, or do you pull them right off of the mizbeach because they didn't belong there in the first place? And then the Gemara is going to discuss the concept of mi'ila midrabanan, that sometimes something is not a violation of mi'ila on a daraisa level. Is there such a concept of a mi'ila on a drabanan level? And Ula is going to suggest that kachim shemesu, that if kachim just dropped dead, the carbon drops dead before you have an opportunity to bring it as a carbon, that it's subject to mi'ila midrabanan. And the Gemara is going to challenge that shita of Ula. So now, without further ado, says the Mishnah, kachay kachim sheshchatan badarom. If a person shechs kachay kachim in the southern part of the Azara, which is incorrect, you're supposed to shecht in the northern part of the Azara, molin behen, it's still subject to mi'ila. Even though it's pasul, it still has kedusha, and therefore it's still subject to mi'ila. Shechatan badarom v'kibul daman b'tzafon. Let's say you shecht it in the south, even though you did the Kabbalah Saddam in the tzafon, so you did the Kabbalah Saddam correctly, or b'tzafon v'kibul daman badarom, or you shechted it in the proper place, but you did the Kabbalah Saddam in the south. Either way, it's subject to mi'ila. So the Gemara is going to explain that the Mishnah is written as a lozu avzu, that you shouldn't say that dafka if you shechted bedarim and you mekabel dam b'tzafon, that you're subject to mi'ila, because the ikra avoda is b'tzafon, because mikabala ve'elach, that's the real ikra avoda from Kabbalah and on, because that's where it's mitzvahs kahuna. Shechitas k'sher bizar, even a zar could do the shechita. So it tells me even an additional chiddush, even if you're shechatan b'tzafon, v'kibel dam bedarim, where you did the ikra avoda shalom, that it's still subject to mila. That's an additional chiddush, that even if the primary avoda mekabalah ve'elach was done shalokadin, that it's still kadosh enough that it's subject to mila. Shachat bayom v'zorek b'layla. If a person shechs the animal bayom, which is correct, but then he does the zrika b'layla, and the zman zrika sadam is supposed to be b'yom v'lo b'layla. The Gemara derives this in Maseches Megillah on Daf Chaf b'yom tzavosos b'nei Yisrael la'akrivis karbonayim. The carbon becomes pasul. It's still subject to mi'ila b'layla v'zarek b'yom, or a person shechts b'layla and he does the zrika b'yom and shechitas carbon b'layla is pasul. Nevertheless, it's subject to mi'ila. O sheshchatan chutz l'zmanan, or a person shechts Bayom and Bitsafon. He shechts exactly the way he's supposed to, but at the time of the Shechita, he has a machshava to eat it chutz l'zmano. He has a machshava pigul that he's going to eat it beyond the zman that the carbon is allowed to be eaten, which makes a pigul and a chiv kares to eat it, or v'chutz l'makoman. He has a machshava to eat it outside of the Azara, which would make the carbon possible. So malin behen. Nevertheless, it's still subject to me'ila, even though it's possible. Such psulim are not motzi midei me'ila. They don't take away the din of me'ila. Now, the reason we mention chutz l'makomo, even though chutz l'makomo could be derived from a kal v'chomer from chutz l'zmano, because of chutz l'zmano, which is pigul, it's a chiv kares. Nevertheless, we still say, it's kadosh enough that it has me'ila. So kal v'chomer chutz l'makomo, where there's no chiv kares, it's not as big of a violation. It's not as big of a removal from hegdish. But since they're both derived from the same pasuk, the Sefer Mil Yaakov points out, since they're both derived from the same pasuk, so we mention them together. I should have pointed out before that on the right side of the page there is what looks like Rashi. All the Achronim say that is not Rashi. That is somebody else masquerading as Rashi. And the greatest indication that that's not Rashi is on the left side of the page is what looks like Tosfos, except Tosfos, and it is Tosfos, except Tosfos takes on a different tone throughout the entire Masechta. Tosfos throughout the Masechta is Mefarish, instead of normally of Rashi being Mefarish, simple Pshat, and Tosfos trying to be Miyashiv, how this fits in with every other Gemara and Shas, and asking Kashas and Rashi, and things of that nature. Tosfos function, he does a little bit of that, but he functions primarily as a Mefarish on Masechas Mi'ila. Why does he do that? It must be because there was no Rashi. So in the absence of Rashi, Tosfos filled in as a Mefarish. But that's what the Achronim say, that this Rashi over here is not really Rashi. Okay, now the Mishnah adds a basic rule to try to figure out which types of psulim are subject to Mi'ilah and which types of psulim are not subject to Mi'ilah. Klal amar Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua gave a basic klal when it comes to Mi'ilah by psulei kachin. Kol shayla shas het lekohanim. Any time there was a moment that it was mutter lekohanim, the zrikas dam was done behechsher, and therefore the kohanim at that moment were allowed to eat it. And then later it became pasul ein malin ba. It's not going to be subject to meila because once it had a shas het lekohanim, it lost the status of kachi Hashem, and therefore is no longer subject to meila. And the ismeila is not going to come back after it already left. But if the psul happened before it ever had a shaset to the kohanim, the psul happened before the zrikas dam. So since it never became mutter for kohanim, even though it became nifsa lakrava, ma'olim, but subject to mi'ila. What's a behemoth kachim that had a shaset to the kohanim and is therefore not subject to meila? Shalana, meaning the basra of the behemoth was after your zorik the dam, it was left overnight until the next morning, so it became nosar. Vishen nitma'a, after the zrikas hadam, the basra became tameh. Vishen yatsa, or it was brought outside of the azara after the zrika, and therefore has a psul yotze. So even though the basar cannot be eaten by Kohanim, nevertheless, since the psul happened after the Zrikas Adam and already had a shas head to the Kohanim, it's not subject to Mi'ila. What are examples of behemas kachim that never had a shaset to the kohanim and therefore are subject to meila? Shenishchata chutz zmana or chutz makoma. Person did the shechita having a machshava at the time of the shechita to eat the chutz zmana or to eat the chutz makoma. It never became mutter to kohanim. V'shekiblu psulin, or if a kohen pasul was mekabel adam, a kohen balmum or a kohen tamei did the kabbalas adam. V'zarku estama. Or the Kohanim Psulim did the Zrika Sadam. So, or if it was done, or if the Avodah was done by Kohanim that are Ksherim, but it was done Shalok Kedin, like Yeshachtin in the Darum, or the other Psulim that we mentioned in the Reisha. And in all of those cases, there was never a Hashas Hetel the Kohanim, because the problem occurred before the Zrika Sadam, before it ever became Mutter the Kohanim. So, even though the Zevach becomes Pasul, it is still subject to Mi'ila, even though the Zevach has had already become puzzle. There is a discussion in Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchos Malachim says that a ben Noach is nerag if he eats Eiver or Basar Shaporish min Abhemu min Achaya, that's Pashala Halacha, but then says the Rambam, but if a ben Noach, Yirah Eli, that a ben Noach is not nerag al Eiver min Achaya mea Oaf. That if a ben Noach eats an Eiver Menachai from a bird, he's not Nerag. So the Ravid is Masig on the Rambam, says it's got to be a typo. I mean, where in the world with the Rambam? He must have meant Sheretz, right? It can't be that Eiver Menachai, an oaf, is not going to be a violation of Eiver Menachai. So the Kesef Mishnah is Mitarit to the Rambam, and he says, Beshita Sarambam, that there's no Misa, that there's no Chiv Misa by ben Noach that eats Eiver Menachai and an oaf. But even the Rambam would agree that it's Asur Mida Oraisa. So in the Placey, in Rabbi Yonasan Eibshitz, in Simon Samach Beis, he points out that the Gemara in Pesachim raises the question, Dafayin Gimel, according to the Shita, that a person is also Chabur B'Shabbos, and is Mekalkel B'Chabur is Pater, well, the Brisa says that a person is Shochit Chatos B'Shabbos B'Chutz, La'avod Zara B'Shogeg, is Chayiv Shlosha Chatos. A person takes a Karban Chatos, Shechtzit, La'avod Zara B'Chutz, on Shabbos. So pretty hefty avera. Violates three chatos. What are three? So since the behemah is asa b'achila, he didn't do any tikkun, the Gemara asks. So what do you mean? How could it be in violation of Shabbos if, after all, the whole thing's going to be asa? Shach the level d'zara, the whole thing's going to be asa b'anah. There's no tikkun. It's a mekalkel b'chabura. So the Gemara answers, at least he took away the iser of Eivor Min Achai. That at least for B'nai Noach, that now if they eat it, they're not going to be So says the Placey. So you see clearly, according to the Rambam, that Ben Noach who eats Eiver Menachai Shalof is Eiver Nerag. What's the Gemara's teretz that he's being misakin because he's motziel midei Eiver Menachai? It never was Eiver Menachai according to the Rambam because it was Oaf. So in the Tshuvas Yeshua Smalko, he answers that Ben Noach is not allowed to eat Oaf Kachim because Ben Noach is Musar al Gezel. So Mali Gezel Gavoa, Mali Gezel Hediot. What difference does it make? It's an Isra of Gezel. And if he eats Kachim, he's in violation of Bal Yachel. And Ben Noach is included in Bal Yachel as well. So according to what we're about to see in our Sugya, and what the Mishnah is already assuming, that if Kachim dies, it's Yatsu Midei Mi'ila. That when Kachim drops dead, it's not subject to Mi'ila because it's not no longer Ra'ui. So since a Chatas Ha'of is Nishchut al Avodah Zara, it's like Afar and it loses its Kedusha, it doesn't have any Kedusha, so there's no Kasha, the place's Kasha is not a Kasha. Because when it was Kodesh, even though there's no Isra Eiver Menachai, but it had an Isra of Gezel, it had an Isra of Bal Yachel, it was something that a Goy was not allowed to do. Now that it's Shechtel Avodah Zarah, it's no longer subject to Me'ila, so Me'ila, that Isra is going to go away for Ben Noach, and that's going to be a Tikkun. But that all works with the assumption of what our Gemara says, that a Kachim Shemesu, that Kachim Shemesu is not going to be subject to Me'ila. So says the Gemara, Kachim Shechtel Medar Malin Ben. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if you Shecht Kachim in the Darom, in the south, even though it's supposed to be Shechtel in the north, it is subject to Me'ila. So says Mar Pshita, Mishum Shechtel Medar Mafki. Why? Just because you shechted in the south, it's no longer going to be subject to Me'ila? No, you know when a carbon is no longer subject to Me'ila? When you did it right. Meaning when you did the whole carbon behechshir, that's when it's not subject to Me'ila. If you did it b'psul, of course it's still going to be subject to Me'ila. So it says, now, Yitzchak, Salka, Taitach, Minya, Hol, Vamrulam, Rabbi Yochanan, Kachim Shemesu Yatsu Midei Me'ila Dvar Torah, that if Kachim drops dead, it's Yatsu Midei Me'ila, because it's no longer right for anything. It's not right L'Gavala. It doesn't have, it's not right for Kedushas Davim, because it can't be Poda Kachim to be Machal Klavim, so it's no longer Kachi Hashem. So Achinami, I would have thought, Kachi Kachim Gabi Darom, Kemad Dechankinu Dami, that if you shecht Kachi Kachim in the Darom, that's as if you choked it to death. It's as if you killed it. So it's not right for anything, and therefore should not be subject to Mila. So Kamash Malan. That's why the Mishnah has to tell me that it's still subject to Mila, and it's not like Kachim Shemesu. That Kachim Shemesu Lo Chazu Klal. Kachim Shemesu are not right for anything. Aval Darom, but Shechita B'Darom, granted that's not good for Kachi Kachim, but Shechita B'Darom is something that's standard operating procedure for Kachim Kalim, so it's not as much of a violation or a removal from what it was meant to do as Kachim Shemesu. And that's why, even though Kachim Shemesu, the halacha is going to be yatsum midei mi'ila dvar Torah. Not so when it comes to kachim that was shechted kachim that was shechted bedarim. So now says Gemara, lama l'misi kalhani. Why does the Mishnah have to list all of these psulim to tell me that they're subject to mi'ila? Why don't you just give one of these psulim and I'll know that even though you do something shalokim mitzvasa with a karban, you do something wrong with a karban, it's still subject to mi'ila. I'll figure out all the cases on my own. Says Gemara Tzrichi. Now we need all the cases in the Mishnah. Bigzitan shchatan bedarim v'kimel dabim batzaf. If it only would have told me the case where you shecht the bedarim and you do the kabbalah b'tzafon, hachadisbu mi'ila mishum the kabbalah b'tzafon hu. I would say over here there's mi'ila because at least the kabbalah, which is the ikar avoda, was done in the right place. It was done in the tzafon. Since the ikar avoda was done b'kashrus, that's why it's subject to mi'ila. Aval shechatan b'tzafon v'kibul daman b'darom, hal v'kibul b'darom hu, nafik midei mi'ila. But if you shecht the b'tzafon and you did the kabbalah sadam in the darom, so since the kabbalah sadam was in the Dharam, I would assume that it's no longer subject to Mi'ila, and it would be like a behemah's kachim shemesa, where it's not subject to Mi'ila. So that's why the Tana had to tell me, no, it's still subject to Mi'ila. V'itana hai, and if it only would have told me those cases where you either shecht bedarom or you makabel dam bedarom, so hava amina, yimama zman hakravihi. Yeah, that's where it's subject to Mi'ila, because at least you did it during a time that's a time of hakrava, during the daytime. So that's why it's going to be kachim Hashem, even though you did a pipsul, avol shchata b'layla v'zarek b'yom. But if you shechta b'layla and you did the zrika b'yom, or layla loves zman akrava, layla is not at all a zman akrava. If I had to shechta b'layla, eimad d'nafik midei mi'ila, and I would have thought that because you shechted it at night, it loses its mi'ila status because it would be just like kachim that died on their own that lose their mi'ila status. So that's why the Tana has to tell me that even if you shechta b'layla, it's still ma'al in ma'al. V'itana shchata b'layla, and if it only would have told me the case of shechting it Balayla, havamina hol v'zarek dama bayom ispa mi'ila. I would say that since you did the zrikas hadam bayom, which is the ikar avoda, it's subject to mi'ila. Aval shchatan bayom v'zarek daman balayla. But if you shechted it during the day and you did the zrika at night, the ikar avoda was done at night, I would say that's such a violation. Hol v'lav zman akrava, since nighttime is not a zman akrava, to command a chankinun dami. That's like choking the animal. That's just like killing the animal. V'lospu mi'ila, and therefore it should not be subject to mi'ila. Kamash malan. That's why the Tana had to tell me all of these cases that they're all still going to be subject to mi'ila. So says the Gemara, ask the Gemara, we said the kachin, that you have a machshav b'shashchita, ti'idu chutzazmano, or ti'idu chutzamakomo. The Mishnah said that too is subject to mi'ila. I understand very well everything we said up until this point that it's still subject to Mila. You did something Badarom or you did something Balaila, because at least Darom is Ra'i for Kachim Kalim. Laila is not Mechusr's man, but Chutzl's man or Chutzl Mekoma, what's it Ra'i for? The Emurim are not Ra'i LeGavoa, the Buster is not Ra'i LeKohanim, so that should mamish be like Kachim Shemesu, where it's just worthless. Behemoth Kachim drops dead, it's worthless, and that's why it's not subject to Mi'ila. So you would think that the same, why would you be Moel? Why would there be a violation of Mi'ila by Chutz Mekom and Chutz Zmano? So it says, Hol Meratz and Lepigulin. That since the halacha is that a shame pigul is not a nikva at the time of the shechita, meaning you're not going to be chayiv kares, you're not going to know if you're chayiv kares for this basar just by looking at what happened at the shas shechita, because the halacha by pigul is that all of the other avodos until after the zrika have to be done properly. And then, because at the Shah Shechita you had a machshav of chutzos mano, then we say that it's going to be pigul. So all of these avodos are still matter. So since the Shechita's pigul is going to have an effect, that's going to be koveya the korban b'shazrika, which is going to come later as pigul. So it sounds like it doesn't entirely lose its kedusha, and that's why it's subject to mi'ila. Good, that's Amud Aleph. Amud Aleph is all that one topic of what is and is not subject to mi'ila, what kinds of psulim can happen where the animal is still going to be subject to mi'ila. Now we're going to discuss a new sugya. What about all of these psulim that we just mentioned? What if you bring them on the mizbeach? Do they then have to come off of the mizbeach? Important to know that there's a sugya Maseches Zvachim on Daf Pei Dalid where there's a machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon about karbanos that are pasul in general that are brought on the mizbeach. What if you had a pasul karban did not belong on the mizbeach? Mizbech, you brought on the Mizbech anyway. So is it Yardu or Lo Yardu? So Rabbi Shimon derives from a Pasuk, Zos Torah Sa'ola, that Torah Sa'ola comes to be Marba, all Karbanos Psulim, Shim Alu Lo Yardu. Unless it's Psula B'Kodesh, but typically, Im Alu Lo Yardu. Whatever goes on the Mizbech stays there. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that by other Psulim, Im Alu Lo Yardu, like Psul of Lan and Yotze and Tame, and other Psulim that are mentioned in the Mishnah, but the Torah is Mima'et, certain Psulim that we would say Im Alu Yardu, because the Torah says Zos Torah Sa'ola, He Ha'ola. So Zos is a Miut, He is a Miut, and the He of Ha'ola is a Miut. So there are three Miutim. And what are the three Miutim? Nishchata B'Layla, Nishpach Dama, and Yatza Dama Chutz L'Klaim. Those are the three examples, according to Rabbi Yehuda, Yerdu. That if they go up on the Mizbech, after it was Shechted at night, after it was Nishpach Dama, the blood just spilled out, or Yatza Dama Chutz L'Klaim, those Karbanos, Im Alu, Yerdu. So that is the Machlokas, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, and Mesech HaZvachim. Now says the Gemara, Yubay Elohu. What about all the psulim that we mentioned in our Mishnah? Yeshechted epidarom, your makabel the dam in the darom, right? What about those? Obviously, we're not going to ask about shechting it belayla because that was the machlokas in Masech Hazvachim, right? Even though that appears in our Mishnah, so we're not talking about all of the psulim in our Mishnah, but some of the psulim in our Mishnah. So yeshechted bedarom, your makabel dam bedarom. So what's going to be the halacha in those cases? Mao sheyardu. So Rabba Amar im alu yardu. Rav Yosef Amar im alu lo yardu. So Rabba would say, take it down from the mizbech. And Rav Yosef would say no. So I leave it Rav Yehuda Loti Bailach. Within Shitas Rav Yehuda, there's no question. Everyone would agree that if it went up on the Mizbech, it would come down. Because a Shinoi Makom HaShchita is worse than the three things that Rabbi Yehuda says the Torah is Mema'it. Meaning, being Mishana the Makom HaShchita is worse than Nishchata Balayla and Nishpach Dama and Yatzadam Michutz L'Klayim. So if those things are going to be Yardu, then there's no doubt that Shechting it Padarom is going to be Yardu. That is how Tosos of here in Dibur Maschal Liba explains this line of Gemara. The only thing that Tosos does not do is explain why it's worse, meaning what makes it worse that you shecht bedarom than any of the other psulim. So there's a Tosos in Zvachim, and that's in Zvachim that says that the Shechin in Makom HaShchita is similar to Shechut Echutz, and that's what makes it worse, because it's like Shechut Echutz. And he also says that since Rabbi Yehuda is marba the Yisra of Shechitas Darom from the Pasuk of L'Sizbach L'Hashem Elokecha Shor V'seh Asher Yeh Bamum Kol Davar Ra, so it's Mestaver that we would say Teirid on that as well. So Tosfos tries to explain in Masechta Zvachim why it is that it's worse, but the bottom line is that it's worse. And therefore, according to Rabbi Yehuda, if there are going to be three other examples where Yerdu, so this also is going to be Yerdu. When you shecht that which belongs Batzaf, when you shecht Bedarom, is also going to be Yerdu. So Ki Pligi, the whole Machlokes Rabbi Nevi Yosef, is Aliba de Rabbi Shimon. According to the Shita of Rabbi Shimon, that all other Psulim Imalu Lo Yerdu, you leave on the Mizbeach. So what about when you shechted Bedarom? So Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yosef would say, well, why would it be any different? Just like Rabbi Shimon says, by all the other psulim, you'll leave him on the mizbech. So to over here, you leave it on the mizbech. But Rabba Amar Lach, Rabba will tell you, no. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Shimon ela benitan in lamata shenasan in lamala o benitan in lamala shenasan in lamata. Where you change the place of the nesina sadam, it's supposed to be on the top part of the mizbech. You put it on the bottom part of the mizbech. Uli olam nishchatam nekibol damer b'tzafon. But at least you did the shechita and the Kabbalah Saddam in the right place. Aval hacha, kivan de shechatan badarom, kemand de chankinon dami. But over here, the killing of the animal was done in the wrong place. And we know that if kachim shemesu, that for sure would be yeridu. If you have a kachim that was never shechted, that just dropped dead, and then you decided to burn it on the mizbech, that there's no shayli would take off of the mizbech. So that's what happened over here. Shechting it in the wrong place, says Rabba. Rabbi Shimon would tell you, shechting it in the wrong place is like it dropping dead. So of course Yerdu. So that's the machlokas between Rabba and Rav Yosef. So Tanan So the Gemara asks on Rabbah from Mishnah, our Mishnah. The Mishnah says, "Kachi kachim sheshchatan bedarom, bedarom ma'alim behen." That kachi kachim that are shechted bedarom, they're still subject to Mi'ilah. So Bishlam, Rav Yosef Nicha, I understand very well according to Rav Yosef that it's still subject to Mi'ilah because it still has some kedusha. What kind of kedusha does it still have? If it ends up on the Mizbeach, you leave it there. So that's an indication of some kedusha that's still there. El Rab, according to Rabbah, that you'd have to pull it off of the Mizbeach even if it ended up on the Mizbeach. Kasha, my mol in the hand. Why would it be Mi'ilah? Mi'ilah is being mol bekadshim. This is no longer kadshe Hashem. So answers the Gemara, midrabanan. You're right. It's no longer Mi'ilah midaraisa. It's only Mi'ilah midrabanan. Says Gemara, my ika bein daraisa drabanan. What's the nafkamina between Mi'ilah daraisa and Mi'ilah drabanan? A strange question. Yeah, Chrono point out the nafkamina is whether it's daraisa drabanan, right? Meaning the difference is this a violation of Mi'ilah min haTorah or not? Well, nafkamina. So the Gemara says, but the nafkamina la halacha also in terms of how you get punished for it. Daraisa mishalmin chomesh drabanan lo. When you violate Mi'ilah midrabanan, you just have to pay it back. When you violate Mila Midaraisa, in addition to paying it back, you have to pay a Chomesh. L'chora, the Gemara is burying the lead over here. Tosos points out, there's a much bigger difference. Well, what do you normally have when you violate Mila? Keren, Chomesh, the Asham. If you violate Mila Midrabanan, obviously there's not going to be an Asham. And that's the real big nafkamina. So Tosos says, yeah, the Gemara wanted to tell me that even Chomesh you don't pay. And Kal Chomer, you'll figure out on your own that you're not going to bring an Asham because that would be a violation of Chulin Ba'azara. Rashi says that you don't bring a Chomesh because the Chomesh comes together with the carbon. And since you're not going to bring the carbon because it's Chulin Ba'azara, Mimele you're not going to bring the Chomesh. But from Tosfos it sounds like there's no Shaychus between the Chomesh and the carbon. They're separate entities and they're separate Chidushim. This Machlokas, whether the Chomesh and the Asham are connected, in the Sefer Shulei Hami'il, Mesechus Mi'ilah, he says that it's Tali in the Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos in many places whether the Chomesh that the Torah is mechayev from Mi'ilah behegdish is mishum kapara, or it's like a tashlum al masha gozel min hegdish. It's payment for stealing from hegdish. The Rashi and Tosfos have this have machlokas and maseches pesachim whether we say kimle b'drabine by the chomesh of Mi'ilah. So Rav Elchanan over there explains in Kovit Shirim Mos Kuf Lamed Daled that they're arguing about this issue, that if the chiyuv of the chomesh is midin gzeila, so then we would say kimle b'drabine. But if it's mishum kapara, you don't say kimle b'drabine on a kapara. The guy needs his kapara. So you're not going to say, oh, he's potter because he's getting a more severe punishment. And this is Rashi and Tosfos L'shitasam. So Rashi says, just like you don't bring a carbon, so too you don't bring a chomesh, because carbon and chomesh are together. They're both kapara. Whereas Tosfos is going to say, no, they got nothing to do with each other. Carbon is for kapara. Chomesh is part of how you pay back. And that's why Tosfos sort of separates the two. So, frankly, Gemara, umika mi'ila midrabanan. Is there such a concept of mi'ila midrabanan? Says Gemara, in damar ulam Rabbi Yochanan kachim shemesu yotzim midei mi'ila dvar Torah. That if kachim drop dead, they're no longer subject to mi'ila on a daraisa level. Alma midaraisa lislahun midrabanan isbuhun sachinam midrabanan. That kachim shemesu is subject to mi'ila midrabanan. So over here also, the Mishnah according to Rabbah would say that the isur of mi'ila is only midrabanan. Rabbanan, in the case of the Mishnah where you do the Shechita Bidarum. Says Gemara, Lema Tanina Lahadu Ula. So the din of Ula, that Midrabanan, Kachim Shemesu, are subject to Mi'ila, is already, according to Rabbah, is already in the Mishnah. Because Rabbah holds that if you do the Shechita Bidarum, it's not subject to Mi'ila Midaraisa, but it is subject to Mi'ila Midrabanan. So why do I need Ula for if it says it in the Mishnah? Am Rabbi Yochanan, Avagav de Tanina, it's Shechita Ula. We still need the Ula. Because Salkatayt Chamina, Hachalob. I would have thought that kachim that are shechted bedarum, people aren't going to naturally separate from because it was shechted bekashrus. It's just that you were mishana, that you did it in the wrong place. So the rabbanim were gozer that it should be subject to me'ila. Aval kachim shemesu hold bedilim minhun. But a kachim shemesu, it's a nevela if it drops dead. So no one's going to have anything to do with it. So ema afilu me'ila midrabanan lo. So I might think the rabbanim didn't see a need to be gozer me'ila on such a thing that people are going to be badal minay anyway. So kamash malan. So Mesu Nami Tanina says Gemara, well, no, the case of Mesu is also beferish in a Mishnah. Hanen minachatos kshichaya lo ma'al ad shiyifkom. If a person gets hana from a kamrachatos when it's alive, it does not violate Mi'ilah until he detracts from its value a shavapruta. ukeshehi mesa kiven denena kol shumal. But if he gets hanav from a dead korban, so then he gets a hanav kol shu, it's going to be a violation of meila. Obviously midraban, because after it's dead, it's no longer meila minatora. So it sounds like that dafka chatos that has a kedusha chamura that comes the kapara. So that's why you have meila la'achar shemesa. But other kachim like ola asham shalmetzibor that are not there for kapara, there's not going to be meila la'achar misa. So that's a kasha on ula who held up by all kachim. You're mawa la'achar misa. So says Gemara, no, the halacha is really like ula that you're mawa on all kachim la'achar misa. And the Mishnah is telling us a chiddush because salka daita kamina chatos hol kapara ka'asya ubedilin mina aval kachim hol v'lav l'kapara ka'asya lo bedilin minhun. I would have thought that other kachim outside of chatos, since it's not coming for kapara, people are not badu mehem b'chayehem so much. So isbuhu mi'ila. So therefore, it's pashut that you have to be gozer mi'ila on them. So kamash mulan. That's why the Tana has to tell me that even by chatos they were gozer and isur mi'ila, not only by shar kachim. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, we'll pick up on questioning ula tomorrow from there.